So there's the blog music. That means our friend, web editor Laura Conway, is in the room. And Laura, you're here to tell us about the reaction. We had our first ever online meeting of the Bryant Park Project's book club. And listeners and BPP followers weighed in on their reaction to the novel that we've been reading, In the Country of Men by Hisham Mater. Right?
Yeah, lots of them. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. What'd they say?
Well, Trish McKinney started it off, our own Trish McKinney, with this comment about how flawed the book's 9-year-old protagonist is. This theme has come up over and over and over again. Allison, can I get you to talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was interesting. Trisha said she had a hard time sort of sympathizing or relating to
the
character, because he does some really horrible things. And I had responded, I liked the character was flawed. I wanted to know more of why he was flawed. And it started off this chain of comments. Somebody wrote, when reading this book, I found myself often exclaiming, oh no, why did he do that? Why is Suleiman, this little kid, so mean and disloyal to the people he really cares about, except for his mom?
Yeah, I mean, it goes, really, people want to know, what happens to him as an adult? What is his adult life like? How does he resolve all this stuff? I mean, I found it a fascinating look into the way people read. And you, I think, Allison, today is that you're going to be talking to Hisham Mater,
yeah,
the novelist?
Yeah, he lives in London now. He's at work in a second novel. This was his first novel, and I've been asking people to put questions on the blog for him. I mean, it's really about the people who read the book and what they want to know from the author more than what I really want to know from the author. My thing is what was Suleiman's motivation. I was sort of interested in the way he wove a bit of the history of Libya of 79. He did make some assumptions that you knew what was going on. I actually had to go Google some things to remind myself of, okay, this was the time, this is what was happening. And I'm sort of curious about his decision not to be more explicit. I mean, I know a lot of people, and I feel almost bad saying that, compare this Kite Runner a little bit. There's a lot more exposition in Kite Runner about what
Kite
was going on.
Kite Runner set in Afghanistan, of
yeah,
course.
And gave a lot more, this was what was going on at the time. And there wasn't very much of that in this book, and I wondered if that was a conscious decision.
Yeah, people talked about that some in the comments, about being driven, as you had said, to Google to sort of to look it up. But either way, I think it's been a really fun read and fun watching people go through it. I look forward to hearing what you come back with for an interview.
And please, if you've read the book or if you've listened to any of the excerpts and you have questions for Hisham Mater, you got about 3 or 4 hours to get them in. I think I'm doing the interview at noon Eastern time, and we'll play it on the show tomorrow.
Excellent. So yesterday was April Fool's Day, and we put up a thread about whether you were pulling any pranks or had any pranks pulled on you. And I don't know what it is about April Fool's, but I really think that it's become so much largely a media thing that the folk aspect of April Fool's has kind of dropped out. But we had a person, Kate Johnston, who had dropped a comment in a while back. She's a student in Bloomington, Indiana. She's getting her master's or doctorate, maybe even in rhetoric and public policy at Indiana University. When she went to Oberlin, she pulled a prank with peeps as part of a courting ritual where she would bite the back half off a peep, and because it was sticky, then stick it and make sort of a mural of these on her soon-to-be-beloved boyfriend's door. Since it was kind of an artistic pursuit, I asked her what a peep is like as a medium.
Oh, it's wonderful. It stays forever because they actually kind of crystallize and get hard, and they don't actually fall back down. So in terms of like an artistic use, this is it's fantastic medium to work in. It's only when you have a neat-nick boyfriend that it turns out to be a problem.
See? A prank that led to love of a sort.
I'm always astounded by the peep. It just amazes me.
BPP blog right there.
Laura Conway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.